Hello, welcome to the Equipped Talk. My name is Jonathan Tate, DC firefighter and founder of Food on the Stove. Today we have a special guest with us here. We're talking about International Firefighters Weekend, which we are rebranding May 4th through May 7th. Today I have a very special guest here with me today, Chief Tony Kelleher of DC Fine EMS Training Academy, which happens to be a great friend of mine. So we want to talk about, he's one of our guest speakers on May 5th, or actually May 4th, which is actually International Firefighters Day. He's one of the speakers at our seminar, and we want to interview him today, find out a little bit about Chief Kelleher, what he does on a day-to-day basis, just a little bit about his background and what he'll be talking about at the seminar that you all will be joining us at on May 4th. Chief Kelleher, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, thank you, and I appreciate the introduction.
Well, first, thank you for being a part of this International Firefighters Weekend, which we are trying to rebrand. And as I shared with you, we want to turn this into an annual conference where people come in town and learn from firefighters in this region. And who better to tap than yourself for people to learn from? I've learned a lot from you just sitting back from afar. I believe I first met you when you were either a sergeant or lieutenant. I heard a lot about you being assigned to the same battalion that you were in. So tell us a little bit about your career in the fire service starting off.
Yeah, so, been in the fire service or around the fire service my entire life. It was always a dream of mine to work in Washington, D.C. Back in 2004, that dream came true. And I was appointed to the department as a part of recruit class 339. So went through a 15-week recruit class, came out just in about the end of that year, 2004, was appointed to Engine Company 4. Great place to be, a great part of the city to work in, learned a whole lot from a lot of great people. And from there, accomplished another goal of mine, which was to become a wagon driver. Was at Engine 4 for almost 10 years total. And then I got promoted to sergeant. And again, a lot of good learning opportunities there. So started out as the fire liaison officer at our Office of Unified Communications. Was a sergeant at Truck 7 on Capitol Hill for a little while. And then ultimately was a battalion fire chief's aide downtown in the 6th Battalion, where I learned a whole lot of things about a lot of big buildings and difficult situations. Was a lieutenant at Engine Company 23 in George Washington University's campus. Worked with a bunch of great people there, a lot of younger people on the job, newer wagon driver. Went to Engine 24 for about a year and a half after that. And as a captain, got to be the captain of Tower 3. That was a great experience also, right? I was back downtown, but I was working in an area where the tower was getting special called to certain things. We put a brand new piece of apparatus in service and made battalion chief, went to the training academy, and, again, worked with top-notch people. Deputy Fire Chief William Griffin really, taught me a lot about what it meant to be person at the training academy in a leadership role. And since that time, stayed at the academy when he retired, and I was promoted in place. So I've been at the training academy in DC now probably, I'd say, just about 3 years this summer.
And you and Chief Griffin have made a great impact down at that training academy. It looks a lot different than when I came through. Not to say that the chiefs down there weren't doing a great job then, but you all have really laid your mark down there. Now you have just carried that on, and we can see it through just whether the aesthetics of the academy, the training that's going on down there. I'm privy to see all that's being done. Unfortunately, most of you all who are watching online can't really see the changes that have been made, but they are doing an amazing job. One of the things I admire about Chief Kelleher is that he's a firefighter historian, or historian of the fire service. Puts right. out a lot of great information and things that I never really seen before. And one of the things that really struck me is that, as you all may know, my dad I'm a second generation firefighter. My father was a deputy fire chief on the job, and he was the coordinator of the fire and EMS parade, the DC Fire Department parade. And just recently, Chief Kelleher did a parade and muster that he allowed the Food on the Stove van to be in. Tell us a little bit about that. Chief Keller?
Yeah, so
and what made you do it?
Well, we just, you know, we obviously just celebrated our 150th anniversary, which is a huge milestone for any fire service agency. And really that ties into everything you just talked about with the history, right? So, you know, a lot of great people at the training division over the last several decades, chief officers and administrative staff. And what Chief Griffin and I started to do about 2 or 3 years ago was really try to instill a lot of the knowledge from the history, if you will, into the people coming through the doors here, right? Whether it was the brand new employees, you know, newer officers, or just members that had been on the job for quite a long time. So again, all of this really ties together, whether it was the parade or just what we've done down here. I think, you know, one of the biggest educators we have is history, you know, whether it's talking about some tough times we had, struggles people went through, some of the good times we've had, obviously line of duty deaths. The other things we talk about here are just the sacrifice, right? Not the ultimate sacrifice per se, but just the sacrifice of people that have come before us and made things better or what they are today. So as you walk down the hallways here, and really we tried to put it on display at the parade last May for that 150th anniversary, we really tried to showcase what everybody's done throughout history. And we want that to be a learning moment, right? You have people coming in our department from all over the world, really. We're one of the most diverse organizations, I'd say, fire service-wise in the United States. And because we have people coming from everywhere, they may not always get the opportunity to have learned about what we have done here or people before us have done here when they first come in. So, you know, rather than waiting for them to have 20 years on here themselves, we want to try to put that in the front end so that they learn about this stuff throughout their time. So I certainly can't take all or even a little bit of the credit. I think most of what's down here has been done through the blood, sweat, and tears of members before us. And just as far as putting it up on the walls, I mean, I have an excellent group of members down here at the Academy, right? So they go above and beyond when it comes to putting this stuff on display. You know, I'll have a good idea about something, but they actually bring it to reality. So it's definitely, you know, the credit goes to the people that have continued to help us put stuff up. Or, you know, if you ever come to my office, you'll see a variety of just stuff in here that's historical, because people on a routine basis now will come in here and drop things off simply to be displayed. Remember, it was, you know, whether it was a family member or something they had in their family from their great grandfather, or a piece of breathing apparatus, a badge, a photo. There's a lot of stuff that people now bring here to be put on display so the younger generation can see that and carry that on. So that's really what inspired the whole parade. Also the fact that I thought it would be a detriment to the department if we didn't, you know, show how strong our department really is at its 150th year, because again, it's something to be said about the, you know, tens of thousands of people that have been a part of this department throughout, you know, its history since 1871.
That's amazing. Just the vision that you have for the training academy, as well as the parade and muster is amazing. Is this something that you plan on continuing to do, or was this a one-off for you, or what are we looking like there?
So I think what is going to happen, and it's something that the executive leadership and I know other agencies outside of the department have really started looking at, is back in the day, there was an international or a national firefighters parade, which is probably a lot of what your father had to do with back in the day, because of how good of a turnout there was just from the general public at the parade last year. I think there's definitely a big push to try to make it either an annual or a semi-annual event where we have, you know, almost recognition for the U.S. Fire Service in our nation's capital through a parade and muster and things of that nature. So, you know, the one that just occurred last year was great. And I think that, you know, both political figures, elected officials, and as well as fire service leaders saw that. And I think there's definitely a movement to push that forward, to have it every year, or at least every other year.
Cool. Well, I want to get into this International Firefighters Day seminar that you're a part of coming up on May 4th. So on May 4th is International Firefighters Day. The Food on the Stove decided to rebrand it to make it International Firefighters Weekend. It's my belief that we need more than just a day. So we have a series of events going on from May 4th to May 7th, but we're kicking it off with an amazing seminar with some amazing speakers such as yourself. If people come to this seminar, when people arrive, what can they expect from Chief Kelleher? What is the topic of your discussion, and what will you be sharing with those in attendance?
Yeah, so it's going to be a great event. Like I said, we can't thank you enough for continuing to push things like this. Some of the speakers that are going to be there that day or may not be a traditional speaker as far as what we see at some of these fire service conventions or seminars. I think, this is taking it to the next level. Me specifically, I'm going to talk about attention to detail. So, a lot of what we continue to do in training is try to go back to making sure that we're very proficient in our basic skills, right? Hose lines, ladders, searches, patient care. But the big thing is not just talking about the tactics of it, but more of the mindset of, making sure that we're paying attention to the small things that make us really good at our job and make us efficient at our job. There's so many pieces of technology out there now, from videos to, virtual seminars and things such as this that you can go to hear a lot about great things. What I do is try to tie all of this together to really speak to people that'll be there or when I've presented this elsewhere that really talks about the small things, right? Attention to detail, meaning that if you're going to be good at your job and good at what you do, you got to pay attention to the little things. It could be, little things, meaning what you do with your gear each day, how you check out the apparatus, and then the bigger stuff involved there, right? The mental well-being of the members you work with, or if you're an officer that work for you, making sure that you're eating right, making sure that you're, mentally prepared every day when you come to work, and just not getting complacent, right? Complacency is one of the biggest things that will kill us, or outside of that, complacency is one of the things that really stop us from being as good as we can. And everybody's been guilty about it or has been complacent at some point. So obviously nobody's free of that. It's just thinking about how you're going to combat that, right? How you're going to get to that place to where you're being as efficient and proficient as possible.
Great. And what's the topic of your presentation?
So I call it attention to detail.
The title of it?
It's the blueprint to an efficient fire service, right? That's what we're talking about. Basically a step-by-step direction of how you're going to get there as a person or a crew.
Cool. So anybody in the Washington, D.C. area, we ask that you come out, register for the seminar. Like I said, we have some amazing speakers. You just heard from Chief Kelleher. You're in for a real treat. So Thursday, we're doing the International Firefighters Day seminar from 9 to 4 at the Arc on Mississippi Avenue, Southeast D.C. We ask that you come out to join us. And we're looking forward to having you there, as well as the other events that we're having. Friday, we're doing a midnight run to bring awareness to sleep deprivation in the fire service. It's called One Run After Midnight. If you don't know, firefighters call and EMS personnel call their dispatch calls a run. And depending on how many runs we take after midnight will determine how much sleep we get. So we want firefighters and the community to stand in solidarity with firefighters by doing their own midnight run. So join us for that. You can find all of the information on foodonthestove.org. And once again, Chief Kelleher, we appreciate you being a part of this, taking the time out of your busy day. I know the Training Academy can be a very busy place. You have a ton of recruits and cadets down there as of right now. Do you have a recruit class right now going on?
Yes, so we have two recruit classes going on right now and one cadet class. So in totality, just recruits and cadets, you're talking just about 110 members that are going through their initial training with the department right now.
Wow. Well, we won't hold your time up anymore today. We appreciate you for stopping in with us and telling us a little bit about what you'll be talking about on International Firefighters Day at the seminar. Thank you again, Chief Kelleher. And we'll see you there.
Thank you very much. And hopefully everybody that sees this, if you have the time, make the time to come down and come to a great event.